An exclusive look at numbers showing users are leaving Facebook by the millions. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. All the bad press about Facebook might be catching up to the company. New numbers from Edison Research show an estimated 15 million fewer users in the U.S. compared to 2017. The biggest drop is in the very desirable 12 to 34-year-old group. Marketplace Tech got an exclusive first look at Edison's latest social media research. It revealed almost 80% of people in the U.S. are posting, tweeting, snapping, but fewer are going to Facebook. Larry Rosen is president of Edison Research. He says while Facebook points to global growth, the U.S. numbers are a meaningful drop.
15 million is a lot of people, no matter which way you cut it. It represents about 6% of the total U.S. population, ages 12 and older. And what makes it particularly important, of course, is if it is part of a trend. I mean, this is the second straight year we've seen this number go down. And obviously, the U.S. is the biggest market in terms of dollars. And so it's going to be a super important market for Facebook or anybody who's playing in this game.
But if we look at Facebook's earnings report, they are still reporting an increasing number of active users. So what's behind the difference between what the company is saying and what your survey found?
Right. So when they're producing those numbers, they're typically talking about their global platform. And this is a survey just of the USA. Furthermore, we're asking about usage. We're saying, do you currently use Facebook? And Facebook is probably measuring it on, you know, do you ever open the app or do you ever use it on any level?
And are those people going somewhere else or leaving social media altogether?
We only show trace numbers of people leaving social media altogether. They're obviously just transferring their usage. The big gainer, interestingly, is under the same roof as Facebook. It's their co-owned Instagram.
And do you have any sense as to why people are leaving Facebook in particular?
So the survey didn't specifically ask why are you using Facebook less or why have you stopped using Facebook among those who say that they have. Obviously, there's tons of other information out there, whether it be the politically related aspects to Facebook. There's conjecture about, as Facebook has become more popular among older people, whether that's affected younger people. And then, obviously, we just have to consider whether some of these other social media platforms, in particular Instagram and Snapchat, are just more appealing to younger people. I should also mention that while we've seen dramatic reductions in usage among younger people, we're still seeing some gains among people like, for instance, 55 and older. And so that is maybe not the advertising target Facebook is necessarily looking to work on, but it's not as if all is lost there.
Larry Rosen is president of Edison Research. Of course, we'll have a link to those social media numbers, part of Edison's broader Infinite Dial report, up on marketplace.org. And now for some related links. In this case, more details from that Infinite Dial report. It's pretty ironic that most of those Facebook departures seem to have gone to Instagram, which, being owned by Facebook, doesn't necessarily have better policies. And it's also worth noting, Facebook is still the most used social media platform, according to Edison, with 61% of people in the U.S. using the site. Instagram is a distant second. Edison also looked at media hardware. Smartphone ownership continues to rise. About 84% of us, 237 million people, own those pocket computers. Smart speaker ownership had a big jump in the last couple of years and keeps climbing. About 23% of us have them now, with Amazon's Alexa in the lead. And an interesting trend is developing around smart speakers. People who get one tend to want multiple. In 2018, only about a tenth of smart speaker owners had several. Now, about a quarter of owners have three or more. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.